You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor, hour number three on a beautiful Friday morning. Dan and Kim Weber, Timekeeper Distillery, Green Bay and Wausau, our top craft pick. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Man, I'm reading your bio here and the history of your thing and everything, and it's tell this story. This is a magical story about how you guys got together, how you met, how you got this put together.
Well, you know, our story is one of napkin ideas and a couple too many cocktails at volleyball can actually come true. So Kim and I met in Wausau, Wisconsin. She's from the Green Bay area. Went away to Madison, then came up to Wausau. At the time, I was the brewmaster there, and we had started dating, and we were, you know, having some, you know, the bar league fun times with our friends, and I was sitting there thinking, you know, how could... You know, I make more money as a brewmaster. I'm like, I know, I can make moonshine and sell it to my friends. And everybody kind of started laughing, and we thought there was more to this idea.
That's not that great of an idea.
Well,
can I tell you why?
Why?
Because my grandma had that idea.
Okay.
She spent 2 years in federal prison.
Oh, yeah.
So I do say the difference is this little piece of paper I have from the government.
She did not have a piece of paper.
I know, it's just the silliest things, right?
But she said prison wasn't that bad.
Okay.
She was in the same place that Martha Stewart ended up going to.
That's
in West Virginia.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's a story.
I know, right? So I've always wanted to make moonshine, and you're living my dream.
Well, that's just one of the products we make. But we took the idea from there, ran into the mayor at the time and said, hey, Jim, do you think Wausau could use it?
Jim Tipple?
Jim Tipple, yeah.
Yeah.
He probably helped you sample it.
Oh, yeah. You know.
He's a good guy. A really good guy. Okay, so you went and... met with the mayor, Jim Tipple, and tell me about that next step, because I see in here, you got some help from the city?
Yeah. So we had walked into his chamber just because we thought he wanted to hear more about the idea. We walk in, and it's all of economic development, all of zoning, and we're like, oh, wow. And so we sat down, they're like, what do you got? And we look at our notebook, and we got an idea. And they knew me as the brewmaster from the Great Dane. They knew Kim from her management at Target, and really were enthusiastic.
That's a nice combo with the business part and
right. Manufacturing and customer service. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're really a great team. And so, you know, we left that room with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of direction. And we ended up taking classes on entrepreneurship. We took classes on distilling. We went out to 45th Parallel. You know, even though that we had the background in alcohol production, we really wanted to make sure that we had our dominoes in a row. We looked at a lot of locations, and that's when we end up with our facility now in Wausau, our flagship, and that's the original Milwaukee Road Depot, and it was the logo for Wausau Insurance, so it's actually recognized.
Oh, sure, I can see that in my head, absolutely.
Yeah, nationwide, and it was just sitting there abandoned, and I'm like, nobody's going to do anything with this? Like, all right, so we ended up gutting the building with friends, family, and probably the only thing that I could afford to pay my friends in beer. You know, we weren't turning on the heat. Kim was there every step of the way. We actually got married during the process. Right. So we started the journey before we were married, went through with the marriage. So obviously everything's going all right, and it's been just a crazy journey ever since.
That's incredible that's... A lot of things fell in place. I mean, they say, you know, the harder you work, the luckier you get, but you had some nice things happen.
Yeah. And we couldn't have done it, to your point, without the partnership that we received, you know, from the community. And they were very supportive and continued to be supportive. And the journey has kind of been interesting. You know, we got married demoed the building, worked through that, and, you know, a year into being open, the pandemic happened.
So much for the luck.
You know, but I think it has forced us to continue to be innovative and make sure that we're adaptable as a business. So that's where the Green Bay idea came into play. And, you know, we did our duty during COVID and made sanitizer and rose to the occasion for our community. But I think it just continues to show our adaptability as a business and just kind of excited to be back in a place that I called home as a West Dupere Phantom.
Would have been a lot easier to just say, oh, let's just put everything on hold for a couple of years, see what happens. And you guys didn't do that. That's cool.
Your product, I'm sure, is excellent, but your labeling says a lot. Tell us a little bit about how you came up. This is very creative.
We really wanted to be reminiscent of the nostalgia of the train station. So all of our craft spirits, it looks like a train ticket, right? So we wanted to really play on the history of the depot because there's such national significance. And also, you know, there were so many people that passed through that station of significance and families, friends. So we wanted to really make sure we honored that. So all of our craft spirits have the traditional train ticket. We do have a broad portfolio. So we also brought some of our canned seltzers. This looks very different, right? It's like a splash of refreshing vodka.
Okay, here.
So these are going to be
vodka seltzer.
Yeah. So they're 7.1% alcohol, gluten-free, corn syrup-free, very summer refreshing and fun. We also have a line of canned cocktails. So the labeling on that's going to look different. We wanted to make sure we were able to differentiate the different products, and they are seasonal.
Can I say something? Cucumber lime. Years ago, you wouldn't think of cucumbers being a wash. When I was in New York visiting my daughter, they had cucumber martinis was the hot thing. Cucumber has become a really popular item with drinks, hasn't it?
Yeah, these two are some of our most popular flavors. So the blueberry basil and the cucumber lime wet vodka seltzers. All of our products are available at Festival Foods and Hy-Vee.
Oh, good.
So you can get our craft spirits, our canned vodka seltzers, our canned cocktails, and even our non-alcoholic offerings of ginger beer and club soda.
I like your artwork on your cans and stuff.
That wet whistle. Yeah.
Yeah. These are cool.
Very creative. Who comes up with the products? So you did test market this, or you guys...
Well, you know, I have a strong background, 16 years with a company called The Great Dane, 4 locations in Madison, 1 in Wausau.
Did you work at the one in Madison?
I had stints there, but primarily most of my operations were in Wausau.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
That's a fun place, as I was going to say. The atmosphere in there is
awesome. They do a great job. You know, we're in this industry, we're always about, you know, giving an experience. And I think that's an important part of being a craft producer. And so, you know, being in the industry for a while, you're able to kind of see the trends and, you know, the waves. And it's very cyclical that you kind of...
Oh, I used that word this morning.
Oh, excellent.
Cyclical. Because it makes me feel like I know big words.
There we go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can kind of, you know, look at the indicators in the industry and you kind of, like, what I like to do is go for, you know, some of the flagships. So when we first came out with wet, black cherry was the big thing. And then we'd come up with pineapple, and then cucumber lime was just us throwing something at the wall that we hadn't seen yet. You know, all of a sudden, 6 months later, it's our number one selling product. And it's like, okay, people are looking for something different.
Right.
You know, you've got the black cherry, which people are, they're familiar with. So it's kind of that entry. People can familiarize themselves with your brand. And then they kind of step outside their comfort zone and like, oh, this is great. And then that's where we came up with blueberry basil. Two flavors that you probably wouldn't think that would go together very well. But the lime with the cucumber and the basil with the blueberry, it cuts the sweetness of those products.
Oh.
And so they finished super clean. And we knew that that was a really booming market, but we see and saw, and why we're a distillery, not a brewery, the saturation in these products and how fast they evolve. And that's where we got into our bar cart canned cocktails. And the reason they have the different brand names, the wet vodka seltzer, is so that way the consumer knows, like, hey, this is light, crisp, refreshing, low calories, versus the bar carts, it's bring the mixologist home with you, a little bit more full of flavor, uses some of our other spirits, like our gins, and that's done really well for us. You know, being able to take our raw products, like our whiskeys and our vodkas and our gins, be able to turn them into new products. And then, you know, what we're seeing now is the continued evolution of the industry. And right now, honestly, one of our best sellers is our non-alcoholic ginger beer.
Really?
Yeah. We left the samples in the car, so we'll have to bring some in for you. But it uses all natural ginger flavor, and it's in combination with the, you know, the trend of drinking less. But it also dovetails or I like to call it bundles well. So like with our wholesale suppliers, you can buy our vodka and you can get the ginger beer for free. So it's another way for us to be able to bundle those products together.
And all of this stuff available here. You have a new location on Holmgren. Well, give us the address of that. Is that a tasting room or is that a distribution site? Tell me about that. I'm sorry, I haven't been there.
No, that's okay. It's a tasting room. So you're going to be able to sample all of our craft cocktails, purchase bottles, and enjoy some small plates. That's at 2160 Holmgren Way. It's in the old Revolution Market. Hopefully the sign's going up any day now.
Really? Well, that's cool. I don't feel so bad because the sign's not up yet.
Yeah, but we are open. So you'll have to check us out. Website's updated and we can be found on Google as well.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about this bourbon you brought in. Timekeeper Distillery, straight bourbon whiskey, age a minimum of 3 years. I would have a hard time with the patience of waiting for something for 3 years, but you got to have it to make the good stuff, right?
Yeah, time is one of the most important ingredients when it comes to your barrel aged products. Our bourbon is now 4 years, almost 5 years old. But being in small business, labels are expensive. So it is a minimum of three. And actually, last year, we had ran out of our three-year supply for a couple of weeks because we had to wait until those barrels had matured to that 3 years, because what's on the bottle, we're legally entitled to make sure that it's what we're giving the consumer. Right. And so as we've gone through waves and we had little hiccups during COVID where it's like, okay, we shut down our distilling production, only focused on hand sanitizer. So we have these little like blips where there's been production hiccups. But yeah, we're at almost 5 years. What's really unique about us and our product is I was able to take some of the techniques that I learned in the brewing industry and apply them to distilling. So we, to my knowledge, are the only distillery in the state that are doing exclusively sour mashing. And we actually have our own proprietary yeast strain where we homogenize five different strains of bacteria with our yeast. And then we'll reuse that same yeast from batch to batch, like your traditional distilleries, you know, in Kentucky and things like that, where that's where they started and were able to do that.
Dude, who writes your stuff on your labels? Did you write that?
We do.
I want to read this.
Yeah.
This is on the Timekeeper Distillery straight bourbon whiskey. Our story. Timekeeper Distillery offers a handcrafted premium beverage that is reminiscent of a simpler time. Our products are distilled amongst the rails and stories of the iconic Train Depot in Wausau, Wisconsin. Every bottle is your first-class ticket to a product and industry rich in tradition. Enjoy. Timekeeper Distillery. That's good writing.
What did your grandma put on her bottles, John? Grappa.
like the Beverly Hills, like three X's.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and in Wausau, we do a lot of events. So we do a lot of celebrations of life. And what brings the family of those that they're mourning and celebrating is their connection to the space.
Right.
And it's beautiful.
Fantastic. We want to talk a little bit more about what you're opening up here in Green Bay then, okay?
Yeah.
Come back. Being a West Pier girl, you got to be excited about this.
So excited.
There you go. We got to set our quick break. We're with Timekeeper Distillery, Green Bay and Wausau, Dan and Kim Weber, Miner and the Mayor's top craft pick. Back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mine and the Mayor here with one of our favorite parts of the week, the Green Bay and Wausau Timekeeper Distillery entry in the Mine and the Mayor's top craft pick. And like I was saying, Dan, you are as knowledgeable about your craft as anybody I've ever heard. Kim, I got a feeling like if you guys are on a long car road trip that you hear a lot of that.
And then he gets to hear about the accounting and all the fun stuff that he does not care about.
I wouldn't want a middle seat between you two guys. You guys are very knowledgeable. And we've had breweries on. You are very, very knowledgeable. Do you share that knowledge? Do you do seminars? Do you...
You know, we'll do tours from time to time. You know, one of my things is I'm an open book. And so if you've got any questions We're always, you know, happy to share our experiences. You know, we're part of the Wisconsin Distillers Guild, and, you know, we believe in a rising tide floats all ships. Yeah. And so we collectively share, you know, we get together a few times a year and we kind of share our knowledge and what our experiences are. And, you know, sometimes what we're going through is able to help somebody else. And sometimes it's just good food for thought.
That is the most constant theme in bringing all the people involved with this contest. And everything. That's the most consistent theme we get is others will help coming together. We're all in this together sort of a thing versus this, you know, butting heads competition.
Mm-hmm. This top craft pick, you guys all get along. I mean, we want everyone. I mean, I hope everybody wins. It's just, you know, that's the way the real world works. But I think that's great how you guys do support each other, because when this started, there was some risk with starting these micro craft breweries. It's like, man, you can Budweiser, they're going to just roll over these guys. And I think they're looking at you now.
Yeah, you know, I think that the craft market if you get too big, they just buy you.
I know. Well, isn't that kind of the goal a little bit? Oh, you have to tell us that.
Absolutely. You know, being in this industry for 16 years now, you know, we saw the opportunity, or we've seen the cyclical effects of the market, and, you know, there's highs and lows, and, you know, if you can get to a point where somebody can take your idea and take it to another level that you probably can't, whether it's bandwidth, manufacturing, you know, we have all those limitations. So to create something that somebody saw so much value in that they could scale it up, that would be a great honor.
And it seems like you have the base to do that. I don't know. I'm not in that industry, but I mean, that's what they look for, somebody who's really doing it well. And yeah, like you said, you can scale it. You got the infrastructure to do that. So that's great. What's next for you? So you just opened up a place. You have four locations, or where are you at?
Just two locations.
Oh, two locations now. All right.
Yep. So this is part of that evolutionary process of our business, where, you know, we're in central Wisconsin. We've got centralized production. We've got a great historic venue. You know, we produce everything right on site. And, you know, the next logical step is, well, how do we take that experience outside of our backyard? Because in the craft brewing or craft spirit industry, you know, you have your backyard that you need to own, and then you kind of ripple out from there. And the further away you get, the harder it is. Those communities have their own breweries. They have their own distilleries. They want to support them. And, you know, this is a struggling industry where as many breweries are opening as closing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is a big part of us banding
somebody
together.
Somebody told us, I think last week, said last year was the first year more closed than opened nationwide.
Yep. You know, and those are things that, you know, we take to heart and, you know, that help form the decisions that we make to make sure that we have a long-term success for our business and our family. And, moving to Green Bay was just the next strategic step in growing our company, being a local brand for a new community, especially one where, you know, Kim is so familiar with.
Yeah, and what we've been able to do, our platform in Wausau was cross-promotional and community-centric. What's been really great is to kind of bridge the gap between the two communities and feature things in Wausau that are here in Green Bay and vice versa. So Badger State Brewing products in Wausau and here, and shout out to them. We got married there. So Cocoon Brewing, same thing, sharing that. Michaela Marie Sweets, bringing her desserts to Wausau and then some Wausau favorites here. So it's just been really fun to feature some of our favorites in each location and provide that cross-promotional community-centric vibe.
That's awesome. Cool. That's what a great combination.
That is. That's great that you're doing that. And you know, we like Wausau. Sometimes there's some municipalities that might compete a little bit. You know, I don't think Wausau and Green Bay have a competitive streak to them, right?
I mean, no, you're I wouldn't say so at all.
That's great. Well, good for you for doing that. That's
what's like the hardest part? Like, okay, got the nice train depot in Wausau. What's the hardest part coming here to Green Bay and starting up a new place from scratch? And what was in the building you guys are in?
It was a public market.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So it was the Revolution Market. So there was various small businesses that would, you know, kind of go in and out of there. So when we had heard of a potential vacancy there, we thought that this would be, you know, a cool opportunity to get closer to Kim's family, be in, you know, an emerging district, you know, being closer to Lambeau Field. And
that's kind of close to the Rockers stadium, isn't it?
Right across the street.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Yep. Okay. It's just for a little landmark if anybody's looking.
You know, and I think as an entrepreneur, you just get really used to, it's not going to be easy. No. So, you know, if you're making a strategic decision to grow your business, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth the fight. So, you know, commuting back and forth, and I still work full time. I serve entrepreneurs in Marathon County. That's my job. So I can speak the language, but I think just knowing that when you crack the code, and you just got to go all in, and it's not going to be easy, but hopefully risk and reward dovetail nicely.
Nice.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, one of the things we talk about is luck is when preparation meets opportunity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'd wanted to look at other locations, and so we'd actually systemized everything at Timekeeper, from the cocktail builds to the recipes to how we execute service. So once we were able to formulate that and drop it in Green Bay, you know, it's been figuring out the kinks, but we've really been trying to set up that scalability of our tasting room.
Are you more of a retail type where people come there and buy the Timekeeper bourbon and stuff, or more of a sit down sampling kind of place in Green Bay?
In Green Bay, we're definitely, like, we do have a gift shop aspect to it, but we're definitely about serving cocktails, small plate food items.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we have definitely more of a craft cocktail theme vibe to our facility, dimly lit, you know, all the nice accoutrements with the glassware, our own garnishes, hand-pressed syrups.
Kudos for getting into Festival and Hy-Vee.
They've been great partners and very supportive.
Can't get much better than that, can you?
Right.
Yeah. I think during the pandemic, we made the trip to the Festival Foods headquarters, and they took a risk on us, and we've been in their stores ever since, and we've been very grateful for that partnership.
Nice. You're doing well then, because, I mean, it's all, are they selling your stuff, right? I mean, that's why they keep you there. So, well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
This is going to be fun to watch you guys. Nice young couple getting into the, how is it kind of working as a married couple?
Oh,
is
great.
That, okay.
I know. I stay out of his sandbox, and he stays out of mine.
There you go. That's why it's working.
Like about 20 years ago, who would you have wanted as your spokesperson on radio?
You guys.
There you go.
Oh,
well,
goodness.
Guys.
When I was in here.
What did you say when you walked in? You listened to me since you were like 4?
I know, but I don't want to date you, so I'm just going to say.
I didn't ask you out for a date.
Don't.
I mean, no,
nobody
maybe
really
your mom back in the day.
I meant age.
You guys are awesome. Timekeeper Distillery, Green Bay and Wausau, part of our top craft pick where people can vote on this. Best of luck to you guys. I can't wait to stop out.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Are you guys actually open in on Holmgren?
5 o'clock tonight.
But the sign just isn't up.
Right.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries. And we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, man. Dan and Kim Weber, Timekeeper Distillery, Green Bay and Wausau, for the top craft pick. Gail Noor and Paula Jolly, Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin, and the Amanda Foundation. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Andrew Parks, Brown County Civic Music Association. Upcoming event on Sunday with the Irish Orchestra, which sounds fantastic, at the Ashwaubenon PAC. And I mentioned earlier that I wish I'd known that church was for sale, because I would have wanted to buy it, convert it, and live there, and sleep up in the balcony.
Buddy, that's my dream. You said the bell tower, not
bell
the balcony.
Tower, right. Yeah. Now we got Dave here texted in regarding John living in the bell tower. Quasi-mino.
That's a good one.
Nicely done, Dave. Nicely done.
Wow.
Boy, sitting here reminds me of like Tuesday night. 3 bottles of booze and 2 other ones there.
Heavy.
How you doing, Ashley?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Had a great time at your place Tuesday night.
I'm so glad.
Oh, man, that was fun.
Big winner over here.
I walked with a little ching, ching, ching.
How much?
$200.
All right.
Let's go
wild. You already spent it.
60 of it was mine.
Yeah.
Finder's fee.
I'm just saying, though, I know I'm going to say this every single time you guys are on. If anybody's out there looking for an excellent, excellent setting for an office after work party, somebody's birthday party, an anniversary, retirement, you're upstairs at the Heights is perfect.
It is. It's a really great space. We love it.
Beautiful bar, all the old brick from 1877.
Yeah.
I mean, just great.
And also hats off to her, because Jim, and Jim knows this, she put up with us for our Christmas party.
Yeah,
and she was our bartender, so thank you for that.
You were?
And
yes,
she lived.
Ashley
the
was.
The stories you can
and
tell.
Ashley, the other thing I just want to say about your room, and I've been to many of those things, the acoustics are great up there, but it's nice. You can turn the music down when someone wants to make some remarks, like Sage when he was there with our party, and then turn it back up. And some places it's you know, you talk over the music or they don't shut it down in time. But anyway, I just, you know what you're doing up there is what I'm saying. And you're right. The ambiance is great.
What specials you got come on this week?
Well, we have Tony Fritz putting on the Fritz.
We had Tony here two or 3 weeks ago.
Right. Yeah.
She's awesome.
She'll be here Saturday night from 7 to 10 at Heights.
Will you do me a favor?
Yes.
Would you help her or have one of your people help her load up her van?
Yes.
Do you know that story she told us?
Yes.
She's loading up her van. Back door's wide open. She's by herself loading her equipment. Somebody came, gave her a ticket. She's like, I'm just loading my van. I just got finished with my show. Didn't matter. They gave her a $22 parking ticket.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we have the wonderful Tyler SJ.
Who is in the house?
In the
March 13th, Thursday evening from 6 to 9.
All right.
And I may have come up with some fun new March cocktails.
Oh.
So we have the Luck of the Irish and the Irish Screwdriver, a Leprechaun Mimosa, and a Shamrock Smash.
Nice.
All with a nice little bit of sour candy, like those little rainbow, like Airhead Extreme things. So it adds a little touch of the rainbow to the to the drink. So, veterans get 20% off their meal every day.
That's awesome that you guys do that.
And stay tuned for some March Madness specials coming.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Congratulations to one of your servers. Cassie?
Yes, she had an amazing game last night. It was awesome.
Plays for UW Green Bay women. Yes. She's phenomenal. Great. Moving on.
What's in the Luck of the Irish?
The Luck of the Irish is Jameson, I believe peach schnapps, and a little bit of blue carousel with Sprite.
Wow.
It's really refreshing.
I'm on it. Okay.
This is the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Dennis from the Glam Band, our host of special series. How you doing, my friend?
Stellar. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Smiles all around, friends. It must be Friday.
Got a nice weekend coming up with the weather.
Indeed.
Did you see my hometown, 24 inches of snow on Wednesday in one day?
Oh, my word. Day.
Yeah.
Jeepers, buddy.
Introduce our very special guest here, my man.
Well, I'll tell you what, friends, ladies and Germans. You know, I just saw here.
What are you, Henny Youngman?
Hey, I just flew in. Boy, my arm's tired. I know that was that guy. I've seen him.
My wife, please.
Please,
the lovely and talented Tyler S.
That was his best joke, though.
Is in the house. Oh yeah, Tyler. Good to see you, my friend.
How are you, buddy?
I've been asking around. I was saying to Tyler before we went on the air today that I wanted to thank him for he was here just before Christmas,
before Christmas,
and his CD. And I listened to a CD, wore the heck out of it, and I wanted to thank him again for... I'm still in the Christmas spirit from that, sincerely, and I wanted to thank him for...
It's a problem.
...turning my mood around. Sports keep Christmas in your
move
heart
on,
all
move
year
on,
round, and he did a fantastic job. It's Christmas is still in my heart, and I want to thank you for that.
I appreciate that. I got to the kind of green room, and I had a tuner that's gone missing, and it was still plugged in
from last time I was here.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Our stellar cleaning crew.
Well, they do a great job here. I have to say that Chill in the Air song is on my playlist on Spotify Heights. So
I see someone's playing it all the time. I'll check and be like, someone's listening. Like,
it's
Oh, my God. I have it on the playlist.
Really? That's
cool. So when
cool.
somebody doesn't turn my playlist off, it's on because I love that song.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Well, I get a fraction of a cent for every one of those.
A fraction of a cent.
Those add up.
Is that, is that legit about those kind of things?
Yeah, yes. It's preposterous. Yeah,
it's like 6-7 digits then of zeros and then a one. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
And it costs the government, what is it, 3 or 4 cents to make a penny? I'm sorry.
That's true.
I'm just piling on right now. It's not your fault. It's society's fault. We got to fix that.
Dennis, what does he bring to the table that you really like? Because I know you really like this guy. What does he bring to the table?
I'm just going to sit back and watch this.
Yeah.
It's his era, as they say in the UP. It's the era around him. No, it's his aura. He's a good guy, a great guy. Always, he's an intelligent fellow. He's a great songwriter, great singer, great player,
and a nice guy,
and a gentleman, and a scholar as well.
Is this one of those like compliment sandwiches thing where you're going to tell me something bad about
myself? However,
no. But wait, that's not all.
But I want to talk to you about your.
On the other hand,
right?
Yeah.
Here's that restraining order. Right. Yeah.
There is just that one thing. Yeah. After all that, now you have great presence about yourself, and that Christmas thing was great. You continue to write, or what?
All the time. Yeah, like especially after Christmas, I kind of like had been in Christmas mode for so long, so I've been just cranking them out.
Good for you.
Awesome.
And
why is Christmas so special to you?
I mean, I think part of it is having kids, so like I like to write a lot about that. I think, and from like what Ashley and Dennis are speaking to, like Christmas music comes back around. where like if you put out a song, it kind of comes and goes a little bit, but Christmas music doesn't really do that.
Always comes back.
Yeah.
Talk about the song that really touched you, Ashley.
The Chill in the Air.
And why?
It's a really, just the melody, it's just very like relaxing. Like you can just get into it. You know, some Christmas songs are just, I feel like they're all this, not all the same, but similar, like remakes of songs. Yeah. This is just a general, like your coming from your heart song. And it's just, it's a really great song. I love it. It's just got a,
and it's just a beat.
It's just, it's catchy. Story, right? I love it. But, right, I'm not good with words, okay?
Like, no. We've noticed that.
But, oh, wow.
Tyler.
Excuse me while I go.
Thanks for sponsoring the show, though.
Yeah.
Right? Sing.
Pull on that sponsorship.
Second talking, but.
Tyler, can you talk about where that song came from in your heart?
Honestly, it was more, that was one that was just like a fun riff to play.
Okay.
And I was just like, I wanted to write a fun Christmas song. It's kind of a throwback to like your, you know, kind of parlor classics of the 50s and stuff. It's got saxophone solo and stuff like that.
That's cool.
So that was kind of the thinking.
It's got a great melody to it. I love it.
Dennis, I got to ask you a question I haven't asked you before.
In front of everyone?
Let me just say, and you can give a completely no comment, okay? Have you been approached by anybody with the NFL draft to perform any place?
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
I know a stadium view.
Yes.
What do you mean on that main stage type thing?
I don't know how that's playing out.
Nobody does yet, it seems like.
No. Okay. I nominated you.
You did?
Yeah.
Thank you.
There was like a post that was like, I mean, I don't know if you handle your socials, but I tagged
social diseases.
What are you trying to say there?
I tagged.
Do you have a person for that?
You got to have a person for that. I've got a person.
I said handle my socials.
Even my driver has a driver.
Like something I talked to my doctor
they put
about.
They put that to a popular vote?
No, it's like a social post. Like, okay, who should we have?
I was the Packers. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool, though.
I don't think my voice has a lot of clout.
No, what I was asking is, did they, you know, survey the 32?
I don't know. I mean, they've got to have it set up already.
Oh, of course they do.
I would think.
Oh, yeah.
Can you
really get to book somebody that big? And
nobody asked me.
I'll tell you what. 45 days out. I will say this about the National Football League dealing with them in a thing like this. They don't have any moles. There's no inside information that gets leaked. You know, with everything else in the world, there's a leak. Not with this.
Even when the expansion, all the stuff they do, dealing with those guys like dealing with the mafia. It's just tight-lipped over there, which is great. And it is for them. I don't think they worry too much about things getting out. So I'm sure they have this selected. But anyway, you're here. We selected you.
Yeah, happy to be here. How are you guys?
Hey, did you guys hear that the draft is coming to town soon?
I heard
about that. That's freaking phenomenal.
I cannot believe it.
I still can't believe it. It's really neat that Green Bay finally gets their crack at it, and it's gonna be monstrous.
Okay, can we hear a little something?
Let's hear something.
Let's do it. Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Dennis from the Glam Band and Tyler SJ, one of our favorites.
So what is it that Tyler SJ, what are you going to play today, my friend, besides your guitar?
I'm going to play a song called I Bought You Flowers.
Aww.
Yeah, it's a real pretty song.
And you wrote it?
Yeah.
When?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Ooh,
I thought he was going to say 3 minutes
the
ago.
The public debut.
Wrote a song about it. Want to hear it? Here it goes.
It's kind of a Valentine's Day song. Yeah, thank you for that.
Our carnations from the grocery store. They'll last a month or more. I'll buy another bunch for next time out this way. Lit a candle from the checkout line. Supposed to smell of brandy wine. I thought they were two for one today. Remember when it was just me and you? One suitcase with room for two. Toss and dart and go wherever it might land. You recall that 1 year lease. Few dozen cubic feet. Far from you, it's more than I could stand. Where we're going, where we left, between you and me, darling, I was scared to death. Edges smoothed out, dreams built to fade. You know I wouldn't trade a bit of it. It's yours and mine and ours. It ain't much, but I bought you flowers. brought home dinner from our favorite spot, Heights Pub, where we used to go a lot. Seldom now, with a few more plates to fill. Recall our toast before my flight, pancakes at 3 at night. I meant it then, no, I mean it still. Where we're going, where we left, between you and me, darling, I was scared to death. Edges smoothed down, dreams built to fit. You know I wouldn't trade a bit of it. It's yours and mine and ours. It ain't much, but I bought you flowers. Slow ourselves until we both remember where we found the softest of surrender. Where we're going, where we left, between you and me, darling, I was scared to death. Edges smoothed down, dreams built to fit. No, I wouldn't trade a bit of it. It's yours and mine and ours. It is yours and mine and ours. It is yours and mine and ours. It ain't much, but I bought you flowers.
Wow, Tyler, yes, S.J., Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Glam Band Dennis. That is phenomenal. What an amazing voice, what an amazing sound. More with Tyler S.J. from the Heights Pub and Parlor back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mirror with our favorite part of the week.
Is it?
Ashley?
Yes.
Having you here is our favorite part of the week.
I thought that was about me, Dennis. What do you think?
You got a couple more what?
I got a couple more things.
Okay,
so next week, we are going to have Reuben and Rachel Panini's and Reuben Rolls.
Nice.
Starting next week.
Is it like a sausage race? Can you see that now? Reuben and Rachel race?
Yeah, I can see that. See it now. I can see that.
Pastrami on rye coming up the rear.
Ooh, yeah.
So it's all, and then, I was just going to say, St. Patrick's Day is the following Monday. Yes. So it's all week up to that day?
I think we're running it all month. So, oh, cool. Yeah, all right. Starting next week, we'll run it all month.
Right.
And then we are going to be doing a Facebook giveaway with some tickets and a gift card dinner for the Meyer event.
Nice.
And also,
you guys are working nice collaboration with them, huh?
Oh, yeah. We love it. They're
great people to work
with. I mean, go to a show, come or beforehand, come
before, after, whichever. And then, you know, like we said, did you know the draft is coming? But make Heights your draft event destination for business, teams, corporations, agencies, anything. We'd love to have you.
And I still want to say, we brag all the time, or not brag, but we all talk about how awesome we think your upstairs is.
Yes.
And for any group that's going to be gathering for the draft, if you want to talk about a perfect place to have that, the upstairs of the Heights.
Yeah, it's a great space. Great space. Yeah.
Where do you put the musicians? Location, too.
Yeah. You know, when you come in, there's that nice little window area. Right. We usually put our musicians
there. That sounds
right
like
a
great place, isn't it?
Yeah, we move that little table, and it's just a nice little cozy spot.
I hope a lot of people come on Thursday.
I do, too.
That's to say, when are you playing there?
Next Thursday night.
Okay.
And people walking by, then they see that.
Yes.
It's just an attraction to come in there. Yeah. So that's a good, it's a great place to put
I'll stand outside with, like, a sandwich board beforehand.
We'll put it on the sandwich board outside.
I'll dress up like a mannequin with my fingers pointing towards the door.
Yeah. I'll be that balloon. Where they go.
The wacky wild inflatable flailing arm.
I got it. Okay.
All those
Good. Yeah. Hey, good radio. And Jay, describe, if you didn't hear it, what Ashley did, she just got up, put the microphone down, went in the middle of the room, and did the crazy weird balloon guy impersonation.
It's called the Wacky Wild Inflatable Flailing Arm Man.
That's correct.
It has
that what it's called?
Wrote a song about it.
I love those things. Oh,
let me grab my geek.
Those things are great.
You wrote a song about that?
No. Not yet.
That's a running joke.
Oh, I see.
Honestly,
okay.
Guys, I'm taking that as a challenge, and when I see you back here in 2 months,
we'll have a song.
You'll be my dancer.
Yes.
Great for radio.
I love it.
For those watching on Facebook, how
you doing in volleyball?
Volleyball?
Didn't you? Oh, it's Brian's got the big volleyball thing. You got basketball going on.
Yes.
How's that?
Yeah. Actually, we are in Northland Pines tonight at 7 o'clock. So
that's a hike.
Dipping out just a little early tonight so I can get home, grab my stuff. And
go Panthers.
Yes.
O'Connell Falls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo!
Panthers.
Yeah. Having a great season.
Yeah, we are.
Good for you.
Awesome.
Well, do we have time for one more, Todd? Can you do one more, Tyler?
Sure.
SJ to take us out and the week. Dennis from the Glam Band, what do you guys got going on, brother?
We are in Madison tomorrow night. The Boulevard Lanes. The name of it shouldn't throw you. It's a pretty nice area there. And they pack the place. It's beautiful.
Awesome.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time away from home and whatnot. That you get us.
Do you know your next one around this area at all?
We're here for the draft. Did you hear about that?
No.
You let me know if you ever need talk a sad more about singer that. Songwriter to open for you guys.
We've done that in the past, my friends. So your people get in touch with our people.
Can I do covers, Todd?
Yeah.
You can
do whatever you want.
This is for Dennis.
Uh-oh.
Ashley, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series, thanks for being a sponsor of this. And thanks for
Absolutely.
Coming in.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being
you.
So much fun. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to send it out for the week to the weekend with Tyler SJ.
Out of time. Out of reach, yeah. You can try. Get closer to me. I'm in love. I'm in deep, yeah. Hypnotized. Dream me off my feet. If you're alone tonight. If you're alone. Can't stop this feeling. Can't stop this fight. Oh, I get hysterical. Hysteria. When you get that feeling, you stop believing. Such a magical mysteria. When you get that feeling, you stop believing. Such a miracle. Say you will. Oh, babe. Steer you up when you need. Out of me. Into you, yeah. Open wide. It's just a two-way street. I believe it's in you, yeah. Hypnotized. That's right. Dream me off my feet. Can't stop this feeling. Can't stop this fight. Oh, I get hysterical. Hysteria. When you get that feeling, stop believing. Such a magical mysteria. When you get that feeling, stop believing. Such a miracle.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.